when we realized the tornado had passed over the road we were on, we turned, just immediately turned around and went back down toward where we knew there was going to be damage. And when we were the first ones on the scene, you know, my partner and I got a guy that I do a lot of spotting with. He went one way to the cries of a lady that had been thrown out of a car, and I went the other way. Someone was flagging at us as we showed up. We usually try to wear some EMA type stuff because that's, you know, we have I guess affiliations with them. And when he saw us, he said, "Look, you know, I got a lady over here that's in some rubble," and we pulled her husband out and another man, and unfortunately we weren't able to get her out. She was one of the ones that was deceased, and it was just unbelievable. I just couldn't really get a grasp of what I've seen. You know, I've been through three of these things, and it was just weird.
Did you do any other rescues besides this, or was that the main event?
Well, we just kind of divided up, and I grabbed people that weren't injured and said, "Look, you know, you take this quadrant, go check these houses, look for people, help them get out, you know, let me know if you need, you know, find somebody with some type of radio or something, and we'll get you a medic or whatever." And, you know, 5 minutes later, somebody comes running up and says, "You know, we got a guy over here bleeding to death." And so here I go running, you know, through the sounds of gas mains blowing in the background. You know, water's blowing up in the air from water mains that are busted out from under trailers. And we find this guy. His leg was broke. He was bleeding pretty bad, and arms and my shoulder. He had all kind of injuries. We pulled him out from a trailer. And, you know, I mean, if it wasn't for our amateur radios, we would not have been able to get these guys help. You know, I mean, there was just nobody there. And even then, you know, the question is, where are you? Well, I'm standing in a pile of rubble. If there's ever a time where I wish I'd had my GPS and my APRS radio, it was then.